Support for WAMC comes from Proctors, presenting the Christmas Music of Mannheim Steamroller, December 10th at 8 p.m., proctors.org. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is WAMC Sports. Rajon Rondo's temper cost him a chance to continue his assist streak last night. The Celtics guard had 37 straight games with at least 10 assists before he was ejected in the second quarter of a 95-83 loss to the Brooklyn Nets. Rondo was punished for shoving Chris Humphries in the second quarter after the Nets forward knocked Kevin Garnett to the floor with a hard foul. The ejection leaves Rondo tied for the second longest string of 10 assist games, 9 off the record set by Lakers guard Magic Johnson in the 1983-84 season. Joe Johnson scored 18 points while Andre Blatch added 17 and 13 rebounds as the Nets won their fourth in a row to improve to 10-4. Tied for first place with the Knicks, who went 102-88 over Milwaukee last night, behind Carmelo Anthony's 29 points and 8 rebounds in just 3 quarters. Tyson Chandler chipped in with 17 points and 8 rebounds as the Knicks halted a 3-game road losing streak. The Washington Wizards are the last team to win an NBA game this season. Emeka Okafor hit the tie-breaking free throws with 39.1 remaining, as the Wizards survived a scoreless 6 minutes and 47 seconds in the fourth quarter to beat Portland 84-82. Jordan Crawford had 19 points for the Wizards, who opened the season 0-12 before last night. And in a month-long election sure to become a referendum on the steroids era, the Baseball Hall of Fame ballot was released yesterday with the names Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, and Sammy Sosa on it. More than 600 longtime members of the Baseball Writers Association of America will decide if the three players belong in Cooperstown, despite drug allegations that tainted their huge numbers. Candidates need 75% for induction, and the results will be announced on January 9th. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.